when a bad report comes from the doctor, then I don't move. I don't waver because I'm resting in His word. I hear what you're saying, Doc. I understand. I see what the mammogram said. I see what the X-ray said. I see that spot right there. I understand that. I see what you're saying, and that's real, Doc. That's real. But I'm not standing on that. Sorry for that. I'm not standing on that. What I am standing on is that what you say is factual, but it's not the truth. Because the truth of the matter, and what I'm resting in, is that while that thing might be there, I'm already healed. Well, how you heal and I see this? Well, it's hard for me to explain, but Jesus said, by His stripes, I'm healed. So I'm just going to stand and believe in that word. I'm standing on His word, and I'm believing in that word, and I'm resting in that. Because, see, when I rest in that, I can go to sleep at night. I don't have to worry about the doctor's appointment. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen. Now, I may have to take radiation. I may have to take chemo. I may have to do all those things. Yeah, I may have to get on blood pressure. Yeah, do that. Do that. But while I'm doing that, I'm resting in the word, because God, you're going to make this medication do exactly what it's supposed to do. So I get my blood pressure to where it's supposed to be, and then I'm coming off because I'm healed. I'm already healed. Now we're just going to go through this process until the numbers line up with reality or truth. Not reality, with truth. See, but I have to, how do I get to that point? I get to that point because of His word. I'm resting in His word. So when I hear something that is not good, then I learn how to rest. I learn how to rest. I learn how to trust God. Because if I try to make something happen, then I'm trying to be God. God says, I will have no other God before me. So when you try to do something, He's going to step back. So we're resting in the promises of God. And as we're resting, we look at this passage of scripture, and I left my glasses, so I'm going to have to read this. God comes to Abraham in this passage of scripture, and he makes Abraham a promise. Now, when we talk about promises, those of you who have bought houses or buying houses, buy cars, whatever it is, typically what we do is there was a legal document. There's a document that we sign. Well, during Abraham's time, there was no documents to be signed. What they did was that there was an oath. And the way they assured that or stamp, seal the promise. You know, we have things what we call promissory note. It basically says that I will promise to pay $1,000 a month for 360 days or whatever it is, not days, how many 30 years, whatever, that 360 months, $1,000 to pay this debt off. But at the bottom, it says promissory note, which means I promise to do this. And if I don't do it, then they're going to take me to court or put my house in foreclosure. Well, they're going to take my house, but I may have to go to court as well, but they're almost going to foreclosure. So, you know, so that's a promissory note. See, well, during that time, there was no promissory notes. What they did was that they had an oath. They swore by the God that they served. Whether it was the God that we served, the only true and living God, or at whatever God, because they could have been pagans. But whatever God that they were serving, they made that oath to that God. For instance, with the Muslims, it would be, they would make a promise based upon, and they would say, I will swear to Allah. What's significant about that? Because when you're doing an oath, your oath has to be based upon someone that's higher than you. You can't make an oath. I can't make an oath that on me that I promise to do that just based upon me. That's why when we go to trial or we serve on the jury, we stand or be a witness, when you get up there, they put your hand on the Bible and say, do you solemnly swear? Why do we have the Bible? It's just not tradition, because the Bible represents God. It represents someone who's higher than us. And you're swearing on God that you're going to tell the truth. And during the old times, it believed that during the Old Testament that if you swore to God and you didn't keep your promise, then particularly with the Muslim, they understood that they believed that fire would come down and destroy you. In other words, if you broke your promise to God after you made a promise or you swore unto God, then you can look for the ultimate, which was death. So they kept their promises. Well, in our society today, unfortunately, our word ain't good. We don't keep promises. We don't keep promises. We can say we're going to do this. We're going to say, you know, people come. Golly, it's a 11:45. We can say that I'm going to be with you, or I'm going to love you for the rest of our lives. We take our marriage vows, and the Bible says the marriage is a covenant, and it says it's a marriage covenant, but it's a marriage vow. It is a promise that we're making to each other through death do us part. In sickness and in health. I was talking to a friend of ours the other day. Her son had some serious medical issues, and she was telling me that her son is now with her because he's married, but his wife, she ready to divorce him now because he got a serious illness. He can't take care of himself. So she's ready to jump out now. I mean, they're young, but it just don't happen to young folks. It happened to older people as well. As soon as things get hard, we're ready to walk out. Why? Well, you didn't do a promise. You just made a decision to get married. You decided. You didn't promise. You didn't take vows. I'm not talking about anybody because I'm in the same boat with everybody. But we have to learn that when we have these promises and we give to not only to God but to each other, that we are supposed to uphold our promises. Now, there may be something that comes along that you have no control of why you can't keep that promise. That God doesn't hold that against you. But God said, don't make a vow if you're not going to keep it, whether to him or anyone else. He said, just don't do it. He said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. In other words, yes, I'm going to do it, or no, I ain't going to do it. Simple. Don't promise your children you're going to buy them something. If you're going to promise you're going to buy them something, then buy. Well, they didn't. Well, okay, but you promised them that. They may not have deserved it, but if you promise it to them, get it, then take it back. And I mean take it back. Just say, okay, when... here it is, because I promised you I was going to get you this. Now, here's the other thing. You didn't promise a win. Hopefully you didn't promise a win. If you just put it in out there in the future promise, then you say, I'm going to get it. But it ain't time yet. When you learn how to be obedient, then I get it. I'm going to still get it. But now, if you promise them I'm going to get you this for Christmas, if you promise them, now, not just talking, if you promise them, then get it for Christmas. But keep it wrapped up. Say, I got it. Now, when you learn how to act like somebody, then you can have it. But here it is. It's yours, but you can't get it. See, we have to learn how to keep our word. And so what God is saying here, and I won't even get to scriptures for the most part today. We'll finish it up. We got the next, I guess. My wife told me I'm not doing anything next week, so I'm going to be obedient. But when God came to Abraham, he made Abraham a promise. He made Abraham a promise. Remember when Abram was with his father, he told him, God came to him and said, I want you to leave your father's house, and I'm going to show you a country that you don't know, and I'm going to take you to a country that you don't know. And the Bible said that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness. In other words, God told Abraham, he said, I'm going to make you, not only that, but he said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations in that initial promise. So here God promises him, I'm going to give you a land that you don't know. I'm taking you to a place that you've never seen, but I've already got it prepared for you. See, that's the things about the promises of God. God don't promise you something that he hadn't already taken care of. not that he is going to take